Wavesound Audiobooks presents Wildlands by Nicole Alexander. Narrated by Ainsley McGlynn. Prologue, 1817, The Mountain. Florence pushed open the bark door of the Humpy. Outside, she sensed movement in the dense scrub. Black against black beneath a late rising moon. She stood motionless, waiting for the man to show himself. He finally appeared from the tangle of scrub to stand on a rock on the far bank of the creek. The black was a barrel-chested man with spindly legs and a long spear, which he leaned on while watching the Humpy. He peered across a slice of moonlit land. The trees threw shadows. The creek glittered. Florence tugged at the shawl hugging her shoulders and turned to check on her son. The six-year-old remained sleeping. The black had appeared after her man's leaving. She had no musket for protection, only a sturdy branch resting near the door, which had been used to smash snakes and spiders, but not a savage. It was strange, but she was becoming used to seeing the black perched on the opposite side of the narrow creek. He came around midnight, when the countryside was so still, the slightest of sounds seemed inordinately loud. It was usually at the same time that the fire in the Humpy dwindled and the ache in the small of Florence's back made her rise from the chill of the dirt floor. Now the nights had turned cold. Her boy Adam was fractious. He was constantly hungry, and in his sleep he kicked and plied at her body as though a mewling puppy seeking the teat. Scrubby trees framed the grassy clearing and the flat-topped rock that the black had claimed as his own. He remained motionless, alone, watching her watching him. He too must have been feeling the bite of the weather, for tonight his dark torso was covered by an animal hide. The cloak was decorated with strange patterns and accentuated his thin, angular legs. Florence wiped at her runny nose. For four nights she'd confronted this wild man who stalked her from a distance, and every night, as now, she pulled the ill-fitting bark door closed on him, her heart a lump of fear. Adam was now sitting upright, rubbing his eyes, complaining of the cold, of being hungry. She shushed the boy back to sleep with the promise of Tom's return and stoked the fire until it burnt good and hot. It was impossible not to imagine the worst. She'd heard the stories of whites being speared, of friendly natives turning into murderers. The colonials had the law on their side, and the governor was quick with retribution. But she and Tom...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?